Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Smokey Bear, a stupid world record, and boxed wine. You'll hear about that coming up in just a minute.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, I promised a little bit of musical trivia before we get back to sports. We have a news story, Christy, involving Smokey Bear over there, and I thought perhaps we could share that, and then I'll help clear up a mystery that has been bothering some people. Go ahead.
A Smokey Bear sign was stolen from outside a Pennsylvania fire station while firefighters were out on a call. Bear Creek Township Volunteer Fire Rescue posted about the theft of their large wooden Smokey Bear sign on social media. Officials said the sign had been sawed off at its wooden post. The department asked for the public's help in bringing Smokey home.
Now, obviously, whoever did this, I'm sure, not sober. Let's just think about this for a second. Can you? No one sober is going to go, you know what we should do? We should go steal the Smokey Bear sign saying only you can prevent forest fires. But this got me thinking, is it Smokey Bear or Smokey the Bear?
I thought we put this to rest at one point.
I got the official word on it.
Okay. All right.
The U.S. Forest Service introduced the fire prevention mascot in 1944. He was introduced as Smokey Bear.
Yeah.
No the. However, in 1952, a popular song called Smokey the Bear was released. The was added to make the lyrics flow better.
Phrasing. I often do that.
Yeah.
You're an artist.
Poetic license.
That's what we do.
So technically, Smokey Bear is correct. But as it's described here, culturally common, Smokey the Bear. And here's a little sample of that song.
Where the ranger's hat and shovel and a pair of dungarees, you will find him in the forest, always sniffing at the breeze.
Uh-huh.
People stop and pay attention when he tells them to beware.
Yeah, they do.
'Cause everybody knows that he's the fire-preventing bear. Smokey the Bear.
Smokey. Why'd you say bear like that?
Prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air.
Oh, yeah, yes.
He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name.
Yeah, isn't that a great song?
No.
Why?
I think you need to look up the word great.
Did you guys notice the quality? I think somebody took the time to remaster that.
Yeah, it actually is extraordinarily clear.
It's unbelievably clear for being 1,000 years old.
Yes. Considering it, barely, recording equipment barely existed.
1952, directly to the wax. No, but it is
75 years.
It's a great recording.
Yes.
Give or take.
Someone's keeping that alive and well. Someone's taking care of that. Someone loves it.
What year? What year was that?
52.
Maybe no one's played it. That's why there's no scratches.
I think it's a great song, and I love
Gene Autry does that great song "Back in the Saddle Again."
Sure, that Smokey Bear song was mastered in wax. I'll tell you that.
No, but I am right, Josh. You're right. Listen to the beginning. Listen to how clean and crisp this this fiddle is.
I don't see any reason?
It's perfect.
Weather ain't.
Is that a?
I mean, there are no pops or
no hisses.
Is that, is that an accordion playing with them?
Let me hit my ear.
I think it's.
Weather rangers.
Just a hammer, the awful.
And a pair of dungarees.
Maybe an old organ, maybe.
I know. Yeah.
There's an old organ. Oh, yeah.
But it's nice. It's a fun song.
Or one of those melodica things.
Yeah.
And it's important to, obviously, to prevent forest fires.
Well, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember, only you can prevent them.
Do you remember the TV commercial with Joanna Cassidy? She just started doing. I mean, she had to be like in her 20s. And she was. Only you can prevent forest fires.
I don't remember that.
And it was cripplingly sexy. And she takes off, and it takes off her disguise, and it's Smokey the Bear underneath Joanna Castle.
Oh.
If you had looked like me, you wouldn't paid attention, would you?
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah.
Not a bad idea.
I am not aware of that campaign.
As they say, red pepper hot, man.
Imprinted on you, I can tell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
well,
in any event, so it's a Smokey Bear. But we'll accept Smokey the Bear in case you were wondering.
I want to say, whenever somebody brings it up, I want to say Smokey the Bear. What, are you guys the same?
Yes. Same, yeah.
Smokey Bear.
Yeah. Oh, you're Smokey Bear.
I'm Smokey Bear.
Oh, okay.
But again,
the original. I'm OG.
Someone stole the sign from the Bear County, or Bear Creek
Township. 10 minutes from where I grew up.
Fire really?
Fire. Yep.
Are you responsible?
So they were drunk. Everybody's drunk where I grew up.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, who would steal a... Why would you do that?
My friends.
Is that in a fraternity house somewhere?
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Guess where we are now? That's right.
Stupid World Record.
Yeah. I liked it. You let that one breathe a little bit.
Oh, yeah. The world's oldest person celebrated her 116th birthday last week.
What Asian country is she from?
Ms. Ethel Caterham.
Oh, well, this can't be Asian.
Lives in Surrey, in the UK. In
With
England.
The fringe on top?
If you call it living.
I bet. I don't think there's any fringe.
you
want to go check that?
No.
She's 116.
116. She was born August 21st. 1909.
Ooh.
Yeah. She's held the record since April 30th. There's a company called Longevi Quest. I don't know what that is, Tom. Can you help me with that?
I believe they keep track of the folks that are over 115.
What Churchill tasted like.
I guzzled his custard.
Right.
You know what Churchill told me? Hang on 1 second. 18 plus. Okay. Yeah.
I'm glad you have the safe.
Yeah.
The math checks out.
Yeah. 1909 plus 18. Yeah.
You know what?
you're okay.
You know what Churchill told her, though? Never give up.
Never spit.
Never give up.
There she is.
Oh, handsome. She doesn't look bad. Yeah, she doesn't look bad.
I will bet $1,000 those are dentures.
Looks like Bobby the Brain Heenan.
For 116, she looks pretty damn good.
She's a tad mannish.
Yes.
I thought it was Eddie Izzard.
She has a nice smile.
I love Eddie.
Those have to be. She's British and old. Those are dentures.
Right.
There is no way.
And then we get one of these after this, of course. Once asked to reveal her secret to long life.
We think that was a portrait of her, or a picture of her just being happy, but she's frozen in that. It's actually quite unsettling when you're in person.
She does not move a muscle, but doctors confirm she is alive. Ms. Caterham told the South Bay Journal, "Say yes to every opportunity because you never know what it will lead to. Never give up. And have a positive mental attitude and have everything in moderation."
Well, good for her.
Moderation, Tom. That's key.
Okay.
That's key right there, Daddy.
Positivity and moderation. I like
it. Right. That's right.
That is an old lady.
Well, I have a little tribute. to our old lady.
Oh, nice.
I thought you might.
How old is she? 116?
116.
Yeah. Okay.
At one point, she was 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, she was just 116. Imagine what she's seen. Oh, diapers full.
Oh.
At this point, she don't care.
Oh, my goodness.
She's probably a great, 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 great grandmother. Woo! Oh, she loves her wheelchair. She's the oldest person by far, even older than Joy Behar. She loves a fugitive, Dragnet Mr. Ed. If she could dance, she'd probably do the Freddy. Woo! Poor thing crap the bed.
All right.
Had to say it. It rhymed.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, thank you very much, Pat. What's her name again? Ethel, what was it?
Ethel Caterham.
Ethel Caterham.
Way to go, Ethel.
Happy birthday. 116 years of British food, and she's still alive.
Right.
If you're just joining us, those that have been listening are armed with some important facts. Miss Hooker, I'm not sure if you're aware of this. So we got to the bottom of, is it Smokey Bear or Smokey the Bear?
Oh, what'd you decide?
It's not a matter of our deciding.
Oh, okay.
It is officially Smokey Bear.
Okay, it really is a matter of you deciding.
Not really.
When it comes to, yes, you would tell us if it was wrong.
But Smokey the Bear was the song.
Okay.
Do you remember that song?
I don't.
Gene Autry.
Sorry.
So it's officially Smokey Bear, culturally acceptable to say Smokey the Bear.
Okay.
It was a song from Gene Autry and from before I was even born. But it's not a bad song.
Find him in the forest, always sniffing at the breeze.
People recognize
stop
this voice?
And pay attention when he tells them to beware. Cause everybody
Jess, you
knows
recognize
that he's the fire preventing
bear. Gene Autry's voice, don't you?
Smokey the Bear.
It's nice.
Smokey the Bear.
Yeah, I don't remember this voice.
And as Josh pointed out, an unbelievably clear recording.
Yeah, it
really
is.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really well.
Yeah, someone cared for it.
And in 1973, I would have been 16. And I saw this PSA for Smokey the Bear.
I know a place that's peaceful and quiet.
That's Joanna Cassidy talking. This is what she looked
it's
like in 73.
Forest, but that's every not. Year we start forest fires. A careless match, a cigarette, and poof, fire.
Poof, fire.
So the next time you're in the forest,
uh-huh.
be extra careful.
Okay.
She's hot.
That's really weird.
Hang on, listen.
If you knew it was me, would you have listened?
Smokey Bear selling sex.
They do the thing where, you know, she's this gorgeous woman and turns out it's Smokey the Bear in disguise.
They did one in the 80s, and I can't remember who it was, but it was similar.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know who
actually
Joanna
they didn't.
Cassidy is.
This is where 1973 shows, that's the best.
Oh, he was almost a puppet?
Yeah, he
was almost a puppet.
You know why Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear never became a father?
Why?
Every time Mrs. Smokey got hot, he'd hit her with a shovel. You knew that, right?
I'd always heard that. I haven't heard that joke as domestic abuse friendly. I heard maybe poured water on her is what I'd heard.
No.
I've never heard
because
hit her with a shovel.
He's got a shovel, you see.
I mean,
I'm certainly not endorsing domestic abuse.
No, certainly not.
But they were married, though. At least it's good. It's good to know that you know they're doing the nasty. At least that they're technically married.
Okay.
Okay. So sorry. We were visiting the sports page.
Yes,
remember the give a hoot, don't pollute owl.
Oh yeah.
Woodsy.
Woodsy. Thank you.
Woodsy
I was just going to ask what was his name. I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I like to think they're all friends.
No, I hope
Smokey
so.
And Woodsy and
what was the slogan?
Give a hoot, don't pollute.
Okay. You remember that, don't you?
All pretty good programs.
Yeah, it seemed like it. Yeah.
You don't care for give a hoot?
No, I like it. I was just trying to think of a variation on that.
Really?
Oh, boy.
It's anti-domestic abuse. Don't hit.
Give a...
Don't hit. Don't hit. Anti.
Yeah. Yes, smoking sort of, and the
really,
shovel.
These smoking, Madison man. Avenue people really can't... They can't really think deep enough to go. I'm sorry. Did you have another world record?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, let's do that. From Cyprus has Cypriot? Cypriot?
Yeah. Cypriot, yeah.
He's reclaimed the Guinness World Record for the most wine glasses balanced on his head.
And I protest this record.
You do?
Okay. Do we have any video on this?
64-year-old.
Oh, that's not fair.
It's
on a piece of cardboard or something, or wood.
I don't know. It's still pretty tricky.
I know.
How much got to weigh? Does it say how much it weighs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. 64-year-old Aristotelis. Syphilis, I don't know.
His first name, it's not Aristotle, it's Aristotelis. You're right.
Aristotelis
Valaurita, yes.
Lavoris.
Something.
Yeah. 511 glasses on his head weighed a total of 139 pounds.
Ooh. Whoa.
The glasses were stacked layer by layer on sheets of plywood before the tower was raised onto his head via a forklift.
No.
You see,
that seems cheating.
That doesn't seem fair.
It was on his head for 15 seconds.
Now, then, did he drop it? That's what I wanted.
Right. Step out from under it? Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I would assume the video would go massively viral should all those glasses
break. He probably just walks back into the, forklift.
Yeah,
because it's still there. Oh, I see it. Yeah. Does he have a towel between his head and the wood?
It looks like he has something white there, yeah.
Huh. I think this counts. It's heavy. It's
real heavy, yeah.
Well, okay.
The headline's a tad misleading.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all.
I don't know.
It's unnecessary.
Why we did it.
And there's no wine in them, Christy, so no need for you to attend.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, can you imagine the weight if there had been wine in each glass?
In Christy's defense, he didn't call you a wino.
He just implied.
But, I mean, you're pretty good at balancing drinking wine and not being too hungover to work.
Wow.
You were out last night.
All the leaps.
I was out last night.
Yeah.
Went to a concert. Had a glass of wine.
If you hoot with the owls, you rise with the woodchucks.
He's right. He is right.
Is that a real saying?
Yes.
In my house.
What does that mean exactly?
Louisa May Alcott said that.
Okay.
Rise with the woodchucks?
If you hoot with the owls, you rise with the woodchucks. In other words, if you're going to go out at night, get up and do your job.
You still got to get up and be you.
I did.
Okay.
Right.
Good to see you.
I'm not hungover.
Happy to have you.
You have a box of wine in your refrigerator right now?
No.
She doesn't drink box wine.
Well, that's not exactly true.
What do you like, the Frazia? You go with the Frazia?
The Kirkland brand.
Kirkland.
Oh, yeah. They make a nice box wine.
What is it, like $2 chuck or something? $4 chuck?
No, that's Trader Joe's.
That's Trader Joe's. I don't.
When my kids see box wine, they call it grandma juice.
Boy, that really tells you that.
It holds a lot of wine.
That's a whole mini series right there.
And then if you take out that bladder and give it a good squeeze, you can get the dregs.
They have bags that you can take that bladder out and put it in, and it looks like a purse, and it has an opening in the spout where the spout goes so you can walk into places with your bag of wine.
There you go.
Love it.
What?
Yes.
That's amazing. Yes.
Colostomy bag for alcoholics.
Boy, the old.
They call it slap the bag. Like you hold the bag up, slap it, and drink as much as you can.
For the dipsomaniac and all of us.
That is. I remember I had an aunt that had a
lesbian lover.
Who knows?
That was his mom.
No, she had a. I don't even know how to describe it. This gold key that would slide onto the bottom of a toothpaste tube.
Yes.
Sure.
That she would.
Yeah. Right.
That
right.
She would wind so she could get all the toothpaste out.
No way.
They still make them.
Yeah. And I asked my mother about it, and she goes, "Well, this particular aunt was a."
Did you just fart?
A woman of means. No.
Oh, okay.
Something's.
She said, "No, I dropped something."
Oh. Air.
She said,
"Yeah, you have an air biscuit."
Yes, that was it.
You farted on the air.
Yes, it was an epic episode of flatulence.
Well, you just farted.
No, I did not.
He adjusted in his chair and we heard a noise. That's all I know. Anyway, sorry.
If I was passing gas, I would have leaned like this.
All right, well.
In any event, the cost of that key would have purchased hundreds of cases of toothpaste.
Oh, it was solid gold.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my gosh.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those since.
Did you see that today?
They still have them.
Ounce of gold, $3,400 today.
What?
What do you think of that?
I sold too soon.
That's right.
So the...
William Devane knows what he sent.
So the gold key for the toothpaste.
It would really be worth something now.
Now, I'm not above rolling it myself, yeah. but I was not aware of the key.
Yeah, it's that's amazing. Really, it's like a paperclip type design right, so that you can really
holy cow.
Push it up.
So you're saying for this the bagged wine, did they like squeegee it so they get the very last drop?
No. It's just so you could carry it into public spaces and not be seen.
So it's a bladder.
It is a bladder, yeah.
Yeah, the bladder's inside the box.
Yes, and so you take that out, and right. there's a spout on the bladder that comes out of a pre-cut hole in the bag. Mm-hmm. So it looks like a purse.
If only Orson Welles were still around.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Searching for an inside look at the people, stories, and passion that fuel the state of soccer in America?
Who's going to be the key man for the U.S. men's national team?
First and foremost, they need to win.
There's something so fun about being the underdog.
You're playing with house money almost.
But what does this success mean for the future of U.S. soccer?
Ooh, you're getting deep now.
This is where soccer will come to life.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.